Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Nick.
We're talking debt, as we do frequently on this segment, because that's, you know, you deal with helping people get out of debt.
Yeah, the important part is get out of debt.
Get out of debt, yes. And, you know, we talk about how people get into debt, and you know, you've said it's not always the person's fault, is it?
Yes. So much of this is about education. It's about understanding why we're in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say often to people, because they're really stressed about this. They're really upset. They're emotionally sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they say things like, oh, it's all my fault. I shouldn't have made these decisions. And yeah. I made these bad things. And I knew better than to do that, but I did it anyway. And it always comes at me with me feeling like I should be berating them and saying, you're right, you did this
yes,
wrong.
Yes, you did this, and now we're going to fix it.
And I never say that. I always say, you know what? Whatever you've done, you've done. Mm-hmm. Just it's water under the bridge. Let's start from here and move forward. But when people are feeling like that, I want to talk to them about why it may not be all their fault that they're in debt. I'm not saying we shouldn't be responsible, but I am saying it is a debt machine that is organized to keep you in debt for the obvious reason,
sure.
Greed, money, all of that.
Yeah.
So in order to really understand that in any sort of context without just trusting my statement about it, I'd like to give a quick little history about one area of debt, just mortgages, and although I go into more detail on another show, but just about mortgages. So there was a time, even though you and I are not old enough to remember this, when people didn't have mortgages at all. Mortgages didn't come to be until the 1930s. And when they did, in 1934, the Federal Housing Administration, the FHA, as we know them, was doing something to try to pull the country out of depression, right? We're post-1929.
Right. Yeah.
The country is really low. What are they going to do? So they look at the picture and they say, gee, only 4 out of 10 people own their own home. The other 60% are renting. What shall we do about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's give them mortgages. Prior to that, if you knew a guy, you could maybe get a loan to get your house. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there was no great structure to get a mortgage.
Right.
So they decide we're going to give people mortgages. Now, mortgages at that time were 3 to 5 year terms.
Wow.
Interest only.
3 to 5 years.
That was it. Interest only with a balloon payment at the end.
Okay.
And you couldn't borrow more than 50% of the value of your home.
Okay.
So that was one reason that foreclosures were really high, is because people lived on the interest only payments and then they couldn't make the balloon
payment. And
they
couldn't pay for the home, yeah.
All right. Who would do such a thing? I can't believe I'm going to say this on this show. Insurance companies. It was not banks. It was insurance companies.
Really?
Who started this. Yeah. Everybody seems shocked by that.
Huh.
And here's what was really shocking to me. They didn't do it for the interest they would make on the loans. Historically speaking, everything I've read says they did it because they wanted to repossess the properties.
Okay.
Isn't that evil?
Yeah. Like, well, of course it is.
And I started in the insurance industry, so I shouldn't be saying these kinds of things, well, but that's just the history. Banks followed suit. Commercial banks followed suit and started lending to people. Along the way, FHA decided 3 to 5 years isn't long enough. There's lots of people out there that still don't own homes. There are lots of money to be made. So what will you do? Well, you're going to start qualifying people for buying homes. Instead of it just being, you know, a guy.
Right.
Now you have to actually meet some criteria. Well, guess what happens? A lot of people don't meet that criteria.
That's
if
right.
You have to pay your house off in 3 to 5 years. So how do you solve that problem?
You give them
the FHA?
You give them more years.
That's right. You give them longer terms, which became 15 years and 30 years.
Yeah.
And now we even have states with even longer mortgages.
Longer than 30.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
California's got 40-year mortgages. They might even have 50 years.
Wow.
The houses are so expensive, people can't qualify with their income. So exactly what you said happens. They give them more years.
Give more years.
So if this is even the slightest bit interesting to you, there is more history about credit cards and student loans and other kinds of debt. But the idea here is that you start to recognize that you are fighting an enormous machine.
Yeah.
And if you expect that you will be able to just do it on your own, it should be okay. Why didn't your parents teach you? Wake up.
Yeah.
This is not easy to do on your own. And that's why we're here to help. And you can learn more about it on our new show that airs right here on
12:40 a.m. Yeah, which is
every Saturday morning from 8 to 8:30 a.m.
Okay.
So I get to go into more depth about this and have
detail.
Some conversation. Yeah.
All right. Saturday mornings, 8 to 8:30 on 12:40 a.m. Dr. Francis Ram, the money doctor of Power Down Debt and HugYourStudentDebt.org. Anything else we want to touch on?
Phone number.
And people can, and how do people reach you if they have questions about
Thanks. 413-774-5555 or 773-3333.
All right. We will talk next week.
Thanks, Nick.